This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United States is considering, and this is, we should say, according to reporting from Bloomberg, the United States is considering restrictions on the access that Chinese companies and their government can have to American-made emerging technologies. Think quantum computing and artificial intelligence software, those kinds of things. You might remember just a couple of weeks ago, the Biden administration significantly expanded the limits the Chinese can have to semiconductor technology as well. So we asked Marketplace's Sabri Benishore to go figure out what the goal might be here.
What has the administration concerned is the potential use of advanced technologies for military purposes. Xiaomeng Lu is with Eurasia Group.
For example, China has been developing hypersonic missiles, and it's very likely they have used U.S. chips.
Details are scant on what the administration is planning around quantum computing and artificial intelligence, but restricting China's access to those technologies is consistent with what it has done with advanced computer chips. That included limiting exports and preventing any U.S. citizen or green card holder anywhere from assisting China's development of that technology.
It is effective in the short term because of the ubiquity of U.S. software and tools and equipment.
Kevin Wolf is a partner at Akin Gump and worked on export controls under President Obama.
But the administration has been quite candid in saying that if the allies do not come on board with imposing similar controls, the effectiveness will decline.
Convincing allies will be a tall order, but potentially doable, he says. Limiting U.S. exports comes with costs to the U.S. Jacob Feldgoys is a data research analyst for the Center for Security and Emerging Technology at Georgetown.
The downside, as we've already seen, is that it will certainly harm to some extent the profits of U.S. companies.
Meanwhile, some observers express concern that requiring licenses for exporters, which the U.S. did with computer chips, isn't enough. Derek Scissors is at the American Enterprise Institute.
We need tighter controls than what we've had, and we're nowhere close to going too far.
When it comes to blocking China's access to quantum computing and artificial intelligence technology, the government is reportedly only in very early stages of drawing up a policy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.